always a tremendous privilege to be able to be, you know, have the opportunity to address this chashuva, this medrash. It's a difficult task in these days to speak about the subject that's needed to be spoken about, and to discuss the topic that's needed to be discussed. They tell the famous story in 1967 that the Israeli soldiers successfully captured the old city, and they finally made their way down to the Kosel Maravi. The first time in many, many years, Yiddish folk, Jewish soldiers, Jewish men, were able to stand in front of the Kosel Maravi. And it was a very emotional time. And many of the soldiers started to break down in tears. They had been fighting for days. They finally had broken through, and they were standing in one of the holiest places in the world, the Kosel Maravi. And the soldiers took off their helmets, and they started to daven, and tears were pouring down there. There was one soldier over there who just was sitting there, and he was taking in everything, and nothing was happening. He didn't have any emotions, nothing. And then he started to cry also. And they asked him, what is this reaction? So he says, I'm crying. Ani bocha. I'm crying because I don't know why I'm not crying. And this is something that this in the world we live in today, in the society that we have, Baruch Hashem, everything, there's a tremendous, tremendous lack of feeling the churban, the destruction. It's something that we don't like to think about. We're oisik in binyan, we're oisik in building and moving forward. And to start crying and start feeling emotional over a churban, over the destruction of a Beis Hamikdash, it's something that's very distant to us. Talking to myself, Rav Gifter was asked the question. He presented the question better. He said he visited, people visit two places. In Eretz Yisrael, when they come on their trips, they visit Kosel Maravi, one famous place. And then the Olam also goes to Kever Rachel. And Kever Rachel has a special emotional connection to everybody, the Kosel for sure, but Mama Rachel, the tears by Mama Rachel, the emotions are very, very high. And Rav Gifter asked the Olam, obviously the Kosel, the Kedusha of the Kosel is so unique. And he said, Mistama, and he asked the other, and they answered, people are more emotional by Kever Rachel. The emotions of a mother crying on our children for so many years, waiting for them to return to Eretz Yisrael. But if Gifter said, I cry, I feel more emotional at the Kosel Maravi. And if Gifter explained, the reason is because he experienced in a certain level what real churban is, what real destruction, devastation. Rav Gifter left right before World War II, and he heard and he felt the tremendous devastation of the city of Telz, as he goes on to describe in the Shmuz, how that great city of Telz, it's all tif'arto, its glory, with great balapatim, big talmid chachamim, were all wiped out. He felt churban. And Rav Gifter made a tremendous statement. And this explains the kinnis that we say, Leil Tisha B'Av. We talk about the kehillahs, different kehillahs that were wiped out. In the later generations, recently, we have kinnis from the Holocaust. So, the understanding of it, why we lay in these kinnis, why we discuss these kinnis, to say a day, Tisha B'Av. So we bring together all the sad times together, we mourn over it. But Rav Gifter said a tremendous thought, and he said, no. The reason why I mourn by the Kaisel, the reason why I feel so much more emotion, because I felt churban. And all churban stopped. All churban comes from churban Beis HaMikdash. Any churban that we see in the Olam, the makor, the source of that churban, is Beis HaMikdash. So when you mourn the Beis HaMikdash, we're mourning the source of all churbanos. And there, Rav Gifter said, since I feel that churban so real, because he lived through it, I'm very attached, very emotional, when I see the churban Beis HaMikdash. But what about us? Baruch Hashem, we grew up with the Ayin Hara. Hashem should watch over us. We grew up in the generations, Baruch Hashem, in America. We saw the growth of an American country. We had freedom, the Statue of Liberty standing there, giving me you're tired, you're poor, you're weak. Opportunity. We don't see churban. And I think a tremendous thought hit me the last couple of days when I was trying to respond for myself, and again I'm talking to myself, thank everybody for listening. I'm trying to get myself in the mood. There's a different churban that's going on in the world today. And as Rav Gifter said, all churban stammed from churban Beis HaMikdash. You know what that churban is? Chodesh Halavovitz writes a tremendous thought. Kol mash nitoisev binyan ba'olam, nitoisev churban ba'olam. There's a tremendous churban going on. Devastation, destruction. And it's not somewhere third world country, it's not over the seas, it's not even very, very far away. It's the human race that's becoming destroyed. Society has created a situation where the human being is becoming crippled. The human being, with all his glory, with the tremendous koyches that he has, he's being pulled down. And society is creating an environment where the human being can't function anymore. Where marriage is crumbling in front of us. Where the desire of a human being to grow and to stay in his own daily life, in his functioning. The dysfunction of people, that's horrible. It's destruction, devastation. A human being is the elite of the world. The highest form of being in the world. And because there's the churban and the adam, you walk around without a feeling of excitement, of confidence. Because there's churban ba'olam in the adam, We walk around where we can't make decisions in life. We have trouble in relationships. Where we can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all churv and shtar. So we sit on the floor on Tisha B'av, and we talk about all these communities. And we have to understand and feel what was going on over there in Europe, in Spain. But there's one more churv that we have to mourn. We have to cry. To feel how great we could have been, who we can be. How great! How much we're missing! How much chaser we are! The Navi says that Yirmiyahu was escorting the Yidden out. Al Naro Isbaza Al Sham Bochino. There we cry. Says the Yalkut. Yirmiyahu gave the chastised them and said, if you would only have cried one tear when we were leaving Eretz Yisrael. Yirmiyahu said goodbye to them, he's going back, he left them, they started to cry. If you would have cried Bechia Achas, we would have never learned one of the Golos. What is Bechia? What is crying, Rabbi said? We don't like, you know, in certain terminology, crying to a person means a weakness of a person. Shed a tear shows that you're not a strong person. But Bechia is the yesod of the yontif of Tisha B'av. Bochoy tivcha b'layla. Eini yold amayin. They say that someone peeked into the room of the Chasam Sofer, Erev Tisha B'av, as he sat to eat the Surah Mafsekes. And he went to sit on the floor, as Chazal tell us you should do. And the Chasam Sofer sat on the floor, and he had a piece of dark bread and a cup in front of him. And may it Einein Harbe Anoshim, that when the Chasam Sofer finished eating his Surah, that cup was filled to the top. Kois Molei. A kois mole of tears. And the Chasam Sofer drank from those tears, as the Pasuk says. Because the yesod of Tisha B'av is tears. What is Bechir, Rabbi Sahib? And we don't have so much time. We want to end on a happy note. We want to have a chizik for Tisha B'av. Because it's not a time of depression. Okay, Mashiach was born on Tisha B'av. The Chazal tell us Tisha B'av has an honor. It's called the Moyet. It's called the festival. The Moyeg, we don't say by Mincha, Kora Alay Moyeg, that's the din of a Moyeg. The Arizal says that when a person cries on Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden breaks out in a tearful expression, he starts to cry out of nowhere, he should know at that second he's being judged above. My understanding of tears, I don't have time to go into it, is that a person feels a loss. He feels a chisar. That's what tears represent. When a person feels he's missing, there's a loss. Something that he has, or he wants to have, or he needs, is not by him. Tears represent, that's the expression a person has. A person happy, but a person has a loss. He has something that's missing in his life. If a person understands how great we could be, if a person understands how the world could be such a different place, how all churban, everything that we see in this world is not perfect, everything we see in this world that could be better, it's shtam for churban habayis. So on those churbanas, and on the fact that we could even be greater, we start to cry. We let out a tear. Chazal say, "Niyoyim shecharav beis hamigdash, mechitza shel barzel." There's a mechitza of barzel, of iron mechitza between us and the Kodesh Baruch that doesn't let tefillahs go up. But there are certain feelers that can't go up. Sharei Dimo'ois Lo Ninalu. The tear, the sha'arim of Dimo'ois are open. Because the tear expresses very deep down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I miss you. I want to have the relationship again. I want to be the person that I could be. It's only churban that we see around us. A person has to know, Tisha B'Av is Achona. Tisha B'Av is the Haschola. It's the preparation for the Yom Neroim, the Shiva Dinechamta. It's a moed of Richuk. We feel the distance. But the purpose in the Tachos is one Tachos. To let out a tear. And to think in our own lives how things could be even so much better. For our families, for ourselves. How much higher and greater we could be than us. The Chazal say when we went up to the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of when we had a Beis HaMikdash, people would walk away so inspired, they would be different people. They would just go up for the Thresholosh with Golem, you would go up and be in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Keharim, the Levium, you would be in change and inspired in 1 second. How much the greatness we can have. That's what we have to be more. When it comes to Tisha B'Av. And that's the road back. Once I feel deep inside, a deep emotional, as of, I think they say from Rav Hirsch, that tears are sweat of the emotion of the soul. The sweat of the soul. The soul feels the loss. The soul wants to connect. The soul wants to get back to its place. Then we can start the road back to Yimei HaTshuva. We end the Eicha, Shiveinu Hashem Elecha Ben Hashuvah, we should be Zirchah to Hashuvah Shleima, we should be Zirchah to those tears of Tisha B'Av. That's why it could be Zirchah to Mashiach. It was a day when Klal Yisrael lets out so many tears Be'etzer. We should be Zirchah to those tears, should let our tefillahs go up, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear them, it should take up your moed, it should be the end, we should be Zirchah to Mashiach Tzikeinu, and here we remain on.